comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. I know you could be doing a million other things, but you've chosen to be here, and I appreciate it. I'm here because you have a right to know. I'm here because you matter. Because you matter, we do try to get information to you, as much information as we can from such a broad spectrum. And, you know, one of the ways that we have been doing that is with the Alternative Universe Eye Conference. Now, we have one coming up June 30th. And our speakers for that conference are Dr. Brooks Agnew, Jerry Wills, Micah Hanks, Greg Bishop, Dr. Courtney Brown, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's it. Brooks Agnew, Jerry Wills, Micah Hanks, Greg Bishop, and Courtney Brown. Fantastic speakers, fantastic presentations on a very wide variety of topics, and it's only $10. It comes directly to you. You don't have to go to it. It comes to you. $10 for a fantastic conference. Now, people that have attended the conferences previously, they give us rave reviews. They say it's great stuff. Best $10 they ever spent. Now, we've only got this one and two more scheduled. And then after that, I mean, look, we may do some more. We may not. If response is good, we'll do some more. If response is not good, well, we'll let you pay $200 to go to a conference somewhere and then buy plane tickets to get there. But, you've got the opportunity. It's $10 for this conference. And, you need to get over to kevinsmithshow.com, my website. There's a gigantic link on the website. And it says Alternative Universe Eye Conference. Click that and get your ticket. But don't do it yet. Does that surprise you? Don't do it right now, because we are going to give you the opportunity to win a ticket. We're going to give one ticket away tonight, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to win that ticket right at the beginning of right in the first part of the show here tonight. So, but if you don't win the ticket, then click the link and get your ticket, okay? Be sure you get your ticket. And even if you already have your ticket, if you win the ticket tonight, well, you can give it to someone else. And, that'll be a good thing. Also, while you're at the website, be sure you subscribe to the K-Files, our free weekly newsletter. And if you're not a member, well, fix that while you're at the website. It's only $7.50 a month. And, for $7.50 a month, you get to watch the show every night. Now, tonight is free to watch night. We do that a couple of times each month. We're doing it tonight. But, if you're a member, you get to watch it every night. And you'll see tonight why that's important. We'll be back right after this break. right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And I told you we're going to give you the opportunity tonight to win a ticket to the Alternative Universe Eye Conference. Now, here's how we're going to do it. NASA has discovered, I don't know if we could say discovered, but they've released a picture that shows something we haven't seen. And it's on one of the planets here in the solar system, or perhaps one of the moons of one of the planets. And it shows some really anomalous stuff. So what I'm going to do, for those who are watching, and as I said, it's free to watch tonight, so if you're not watching, oh well, all I can do is make it free and invite you to watch. It's up to you to go and click where it says watch. I'm going to show you a picture, and this picture has some anomalies in it. I'm not going to ask you to identify the anomalies, but I am going to ask you to identify what planet we are looking at. It's one of the planets here in the solar system, or one of the moons, one of the planet-sized moons, one or the other. Okay, so it's either a planet in the solar system or one of the moons of a planet here in the solar system. And what I want you to do is take a good look at it, and then give us a call, 623-444-5889. I'm going to give you, just a little bit of time to see if you can guess. If you can, wonderful. And if you cannot, if you do not guess it, then we'll move on. But, hey, you know, what have you got to lose by guessing? Like probably nothing. You have nothing. You know, when I was, before I was married, I would try to meet young ladies, just like all you guys do. And, some of the guys would always comment on how easy it seemed for me to introduce myself to them and ask them if they'd like to get a cup of coffee or like to go for dinner or whatever. And my philosophy was pretty simple. I'm setting on no right now before I ask. So if I don't ask, I get to keep the no. If I ask, I may get to keep the no, but I might get a yes. All right, caller, your first name and give us a guess.
Yeah, I'm saying it's Mike from Kentucky, and I'm saying it's one of Titan's moons. I mean the moon Titan.
Okay, the moon Titan.
Yes.
Well, that's a good guess, but that's not it, Mike.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for trying. All right, somebody else, give us a guess. It's not Titan, a moon of Jupiter. So what do you think it is? 623-444-5889. All right, caller, your first name and your guess.
Hi, Kevin. This is Tony from Norman, Oklahoma.
Hi, Tony.
How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing great, Tony.
Good. I'm going to say maybe Mars.
Mars, that would be a good guess. It kind of, especially up there at the top, kind of looks like Mars, doesn't it? But
yeah.
No cigar. It's not Mars. Thanks for the guess,
thank you,
though.
Sir.
Yeah, thanks for the guess. All right, 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. I bet you don't guess it, but you might. All right, caller, your first name and your guess.
Stuart.
Okay, Stuart.
Our moon.
On the moon. Our moon?
Yes.
Well, you know what? The colors and everything really look like the pictures we see from the moon, don't they?
Yep.
Yep. But it's not. It's a good guess. It's a great guess, but that's not the moon. I had a couple of friends tell me today that looks like the moon. Okay, thanks for the call. Somebody else, 623-444-5889. Caller, your first name and what's your guess?
This is Brent.
Hey, Brent.
I took my first guess, so I'm going to say Venus.
Venus? Well, no, it's not Venus. Good guess, though. Good guess.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Somebody else. Now, remember, it can be a planet or it can be one of the moons of the planets, okay? You know, some of our planets have moons that are planet-sized, okay? Caller, your first name and your guess.
This is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jerome.
Hi. I'm going to guess it's the moon Calypso.
The moon Calypso. Good guess. It could be, but no cigar. Sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Thanks for the call. Somebody else, 623-444-5889. You have a chance to win a ticket to the Alternative Universe Eye Conference. And all you have to do is tell me, this is a NASA photograph, but tell me which planet or which moon of a planet you think it is. And if you get it right, you win the ticket, all right? Caller, your first name and your guess.
My name is Henry, and I'd say the moon Io.
Good guess, but that's not it, Henry. Good try. Appreciate the call. 623-444-5889. And it's your opportunity to get a free ticket to the Alternative Universe Eye Conference coming up on June 30th. Fantastic speakers. All right, caller, your first name and your guess.
Hey, this is Leah from Tennessee.
Hi, Leah.
Earth.
Earth? Did you say Earth?
Yes, I did.
Well, yeah, that's one of the planets, and you win. All right, you win. Congratulations. What made you say Earth?
Cool.
Well, what made you say Earth, Leah?
It looks, well, I'm trying to say the way you look at things. Getting to know you, and it looks like some pictures I've seen of Earth.
Well, I can assure you.
It looks like Earth from a lot of pictures.
I can assure you, this is a picture of Earth you've never seen. And you're going to be absolutely amazed. But congratulations to you.
Well,
and
thank you so much.
Just send me an email and say, hey, I won the ticket, and then I'll get it all set up for you.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. I didn't think anybody would get that. I honestly didn't think anybody would get it. Well, so why is that important? I mean, it's a picture of Earth. Okay, we've all seen Earth. Oh, no, we haven't. We haven't seen a whole lot of Earth, and this is part of Earth you haven't seen. It was taken by the, I think it's pronounced, Suimi satellite. This satellite is in orbit, polar orbit. You know, most satellites, like the Earth is out here in space, and the satellites go around the Earth, around kind of like around the equator, sort of. Well, this one is going from pole to pole, around the poles. And what you are looking at, if you're watching, and again, well, if you're not, well, it's free, so if you're not watching, that's your fault. That is part of the North Pole. Now, what we're going to do is proceed here tonight to absolutely astound you, I think. This photograph has a fantastic story. It took 15 orbits around for them to get all of the photograph. And part of the story, folks, you know, when a black hole develops in information, it draws my attention. I'm drawn to that like bees to flowers. I'm drawn to that like ants to honey. When there's a black hole in the information, I want to know why. Well, NASA put out a press release about this photograph, and it was supposed to be ultra-high resolution, and it was. And, you know, most of the satellite photographs that you see of the North Pole are taken from a satellite right above the North Pole, and then there's always that circle right in the middle that's blacked out. And that's because of the way the cameras are made. This one doesn't have that. This one doesn't have it. As a matter of fact, let's see if I can bring up the picture itself. This is the picture of the Earth, and what they've done is with 15 orbits over the pole, they have taken this picture, 15 strips, and put them together so that we have this picture of Earth, and it shows the North Pole. Down at the bottom of the globe is the Arabian Peninsula, and then up at the top is, of course, North. However, there is an anomaly, and I have a little red circle up there. If you look pretty close, you'll see the little red circle. And this picture that I showed asking you what planet this is, this picture is part of what's in that circle. But I want to go back to explaining what happened. NASA made available this ultra, ultra high resolution photograph. It was 11,000 pixels by 11,000 pixels. And it was referenced in articles. It was referenced in the press release. They were very, very proud of it, and they put it up online. And just about like that, they took it offline. The picture, 11,000 by 11,000 pixels, was there long enough that it got downloaded by a few people. One of our listeners downloaded it. And that was a good thing because we have it now. But they took it offline. And now, the highest resolution that you can get online, the highest resolution you can download online, is 1/5 of that resolution, 2,048 pixels. So they went from 11,000 to 2,048. It's still a good picture, but it's nowhere near the resolution of the 11,000 by 11,000. Don't you find it a little odd that they put out a press release about having this super ultra high resolution picture, and then they give you one now that's just kind of okay? Well, I found it to be very odd, and I decided to take a real look at that picture. Now, first of all, I want to point out some things in the picture that I showed right at the beginning. And if you look, let your eye look across this picture, you will see some rather anomalous regions. I found them to be anomalous. However, when I zoomed in, and remember I do have the 11,000 by 11,000, and when I zoomed in on these areas, they did not appear to be quite so anomalous. And so I continued searching the picture because, as I said, the big question is, why did this picture disappear, the super high resolution? Why did it disappear? They had it up there, a few people downloaded it, and then bang, it was gone, and all you can get, the top resolution you can get, is only 1/5 of the resolution of what they originally posted. That's a significant drop. That is a significant drop. In other words, the picture you can download now, when you compare it to the one they had up there, the one they had up there was 5 times sharper, 5 times better resolution than what you can get now. So I went looking. I went looking to see what's the story, what's the deal here. Well, what the deal is, first of all, is that there is something pretty curious in the picture. Before we zoom in, we can see that this picture up where I have the red circle, and there's a red line coming at an angle out of that circle. Look in that red, inside of that red circle. It looks like a gigantic crater. But what it is, whatever it is located, apparently, right where the North Pole would be. In other words, well, not the not magnetic north, but the actual north end of the axis of the Earth. And it looks like a huge, gigantic crater. And we're going to take a look at that. And we're going to take a look at stuff around that. But where it's located and the way it's angled, if we just start in the center of it and draw a line following the angle, you know what we come up with? We come up with approximately a 23.5 degree off of center angle. Well, the Earth's axis is tilted by 23.43 degrees, almost 23.5 degrees. And so that's located right about where you would expect the North Pole to be. Are you having a little trouble seeing that? Well, let's take a look a little bit closer. So what I've done is what's in that red circle is now zoomed in the picture on the right, and you can see this gigantic bowl, this depression in the planet. And it looks like a gigantic crater, a big hole with a lot of ice in it. One person that looked at this today told me, and I have to admit I cannot tell, but this person told me that the white color in that crater doesn't look like the rest of the white around it. And this person said that he suspects that that white inside of that depression has been added. Well, I don't know for sure, but I do know for sure we're going to take a break. And when we come back from this break, during this break, go get some more socks. You'll need them.
America, and you're listening to The Kevin Smith Show, like no other talk radio on earth.
All right, welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show, and we're examining this photograph that NASA has released of the North Pole, and originally released it in an ultra high resolution. And then they, when they released it, they put it online. And then they took it off. Now they may put it back up, but it's off right now. They took it offline. And the highest resolution you can get now is only 1/5 of the resolution of that original that they put up. Of course, my mind always wants to know why, so I went looking all over this picture to see why. All right, now, if you will notice, those who are watching, we have at the North Pole region there a really gigantic, what appears to be a really gigantic, huge crater. It may not be a crater. And as I told you, one person told me that the white that's in that, we'll call it a crater, in that depression, looks like it's been laid in there with Photoshop. It doesn't look like the rest of the white around it. I confess I'm not an expert at that sort of thing, so I don't know. And maybe that's correct, and maybe if you do Photoshop, and if you have Photoshop and you're proficient with it, you may be able to figure that out. I don't know. But if you look at this, we can see how it's oriented. And we can see, interestingly, right there by the North Pole area, some big patches of green. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reorient this so that we're not looking at it on a slant or a tilt. But that's all I'm going to do here. And let's take a look at it. So the crater now is in the lower right-hand corner of the picture. The anomalies we talked about are there. And what I've done is I've just reoriented it so that it would look like what we would see if we were to fly over this area. Notice that up and to the left, a short distance, there's green areas. You see that? We'll say north or beyond this polar crater, there are green areas. So I wanted to take a look and see what's in the green areas. Now, the next three pictures that I'm going to show you, in fact, I guess all the rest of them that I'm going to show you, I have not reoriented, and they are as... they are presented in the picture that NASA gave us. In other words, they're going to be oriented just like the picture as NASA gave us. I'm showing you one picture that's oriented so that it would look like what you would see looking through the windshield of an airplane as you fly over it. And what we're going to do is look into this green area up and to the left of this polar crater. And it looks like a vast forested valley up there. And we can see there's something right in the middle of that vast forested area. It's kind of a dark spot with looks like a clearing around it. We're going to take a look at all of that. So let's zoom in on it and see what all of that looks like. Well, this is what it looks like. So now we can see that dark area that was in the center of that forest is now in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. You can see that the greenery is cleared back away from that dark spot, whatever that dark spot is. That dark spot, I zoomed in on that a lot, and it's just so dark, there's no definition of anything. It's so dark, you can't tell what it is. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's some basalt that has pushed up. But it's not a depression. It's pushed up, as you will see in some of these other photographs. No idea what it is. But let's go back and look at it, and I want you to notice something about it. I want you to notice that there is what appears to be a roadway cut through the forest, a straight roadway cut through the forest. So coming from the lower left side of the big black blob up there in the upper right-hand corner, coming from there at an angle to the left down, there's a straight line through the forest. Now, it ends at the tip of some water. I'll show you that water in just a moment. So where it ends down there, that's some water. That's an inlet of water. Here's a zoom in on that big black blob. And again, this is as good as I could get it. I mean, I'm really, really zoomed in on it. Understanding that I'm zoomed in on that from a picture that looks like this. You can't even see it in this picture. It's so small compared to the rest of the Earth. So I've zoomed in on it through a series of zooms. Here we can see a little bit of that black blob in the middle of that forest. Here we can see the black blob. It's kind of long, kind of shaped like a submarine, but I mean, it doesn't look like a submarine. This is some kind of natural formation, I'm sure. I just don't know what it is. But I'm zoomed in more, and you can tell this is greenery. This is stuff growing here. And then we can see I've marked what I'm calling a roadway. There's a roadway or a channel that is cut through the forest, and you can clearly see it. It's there. You can clearly see it. And it runs, I don't know how far that is. I'm guessing at least a mile, maybe more. Maybe that may be 10 miles or more. I don't know. But anyway, it runs straight from the black blob over to this waterway. It terminates at the waterway. And as I said, when we really zoom in on this thing, no idea what we're looking at here. I have no idea. But the clearing around it seems to be an artificial clearing. All right, now, if we back off just a little bit, let's go back to this picture, and we can see the polar crater depression in this picture on the right where I've zoomed in. We can see the green area to the left of that polar crater. That's the area that we're going to be looking at. And let's zoom in on it. Okay, there's a red circle. Now that red circle up in the middle of your picture, that red circle is the black blob. And if you follow to the left, you will see, you can't see the roadway in this picture because it's not zoomed in enough. But if you follow over to the left, you see the waterway that I'm talking about. You see the inlet that goes up in there, and there's water in it. And then I've marked something. There's some little white dots over there on the bank of that waterway, on the left bank of the waterway. And I've marked that. And I have put a question there. What's that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure about what I'm about to tell you, but I think that is why the original ultra high resolution picture was taken down. Either that, or the bunch of people were sitting around at NASA looking at the picture, and somebody happened to see some stuff and said, you better get that off of the internet because that Kevin Smith guy is going to be doing a show about that. Too late. I think those white dots are why they took it down. What would you think those white dots might be? Now, this is Earth. So if we see signs of life up there, well, okay. I mean, we know there's life on Earth, right? I think it's pretty amazing to be seeing greenery all around near this polar depression. I think it's pretty interesting because isn't that what Admiral Byrd described? He said suddenly he was flying over a valley that was full of green trees, and he saw animals, he saw wildlife. Now, I don't see any wildlife in these pictures. We can't can't zoom in that well. So I don't see any wildlife there. But isn't that what he talked about? He talked about flying over. He's flying in the Arctic, and he flies over a valley where suddenly it opens up into greenery, trees, and water, and he sees life. In fact, he said, I think it was a woolly mammoth that he saw. He said it's something that looked like that. And then he had his encounter where he was met by some very strange craft that took control of his ship, or his airship, his airplane. Took control of his airplane and took him somewhere and landed, and then they went underground. Now, a lot of people think, well, that's all just nonsense. And it might be. I can't prove it. It's, a lot of people say it's just nonsense. It never happened. But then again, there is that description that he gave, that description of flying toward the North Pole, and suddenly it opened into a big green valley, a big green valley that has waterways and trees and animal life, and then some very strange ships took control, strange aircraft took control of his airplane. And it was almost like they had him on a tractor beam. And then they landed. They told him, don't worry, you'll be okay. They took him underground, and he met with some beings underground. He met with their master. That master told him, we've been on this planet a lot longer than your civilization. And your civilization is now doing things that can affect us, particularly with weapons of war. And he was told to carry the message back, basically, cut it out. Stop it. Is it all just mythology? Is it all just, oh, nonsense? Well, there's a green valley up there. You're looking at it, or you were looking at it. I've shown it to you. You know, we know that the South Pole is in Antarctica, and we know that there's a continent there. What do we know? Is there a continent at the North Pole? Well, there's a green valley on something. We will be back right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are talking about a real Terra Anomaly. We're talking about what is in this NASA picture of the North Pole. And, you know, their press release really built it up. Their press release talked about, for the first time ever, most complete picture of the North Polar region, ultra-high resolution. Then they took the ultra-high resolution down. And now what you get is one-fifth of that resolution. I was asking the question when we went to break. You know, I pointed out that, you know, out there in at the South Pole, we know there is a continent under all that ice. What do we know about the North Pole? Well, look at that expanse of land. Look at that valley of greenery. And notice that beyond it, the ice starts again. Okay. I know you're sitting on pins and needles. I told you that I think those little white dots may be the reason they decided to take down the ultra-high resolution. So let's take a look at the little white dots again. The red circle up in the center of the screen is the black blob that we were talking about. And if you let your eye follow to the left at an angle downward where that road is, let me show you the picture of the road again. So follow at an angle downward and you come to what? Well, you come to a waterway, an inlet. And if then you follow the inlet downward, you come to what the red arrow is pointing at. Some little white dots. So I zoomed in. I just wanted to see, what are the white dots sitting out there in the greenery? And I found it's pretty interesting. What we see are some structures on the ground and an airborne object. Not sure it's airborne? Well, let's zoom in a little more. What do you think? There's a shadow under it. It is in the air. It is moving, apparently from left to right in this picture. On the ground, there are some structures. I'm not sure what those structures would be, but there are some structures. And there is something that's sort of saucer-shaped, has a little top-notch dome on top of it. Looks very much like what we saw in last night's show. In last night's show, we were talking with Jorge Martin from Puerto Rico, and we were talking about an article he had written. The article that he wrote had to do with information he has from a high political figure in Puerto Rico, whom he names. And in his article, if you go to his website, he even shows you a picture of the guy. This guy is a friend of Fidel Castro's and told Martin the story that Fidel Castro had said in a meeting in Cuba that once when he was visiting the old Soviet Union, he was taken to a laboratory and he was shown I guess you could only call it artifacts from space, a recovered UFO, and the body of its alien pilot. And we were talking about that last night, and part of his article, he tries to identify the place where this would have happened. He thinks it probably happened, I think it's pronounced Kapustin Yar, which is one of their Area 51 type facilities. And he had sketches that we showed last night that someone from inside Kapustin Yar had provided. And these are sketches of UFOs that are alleged to be in the possession of the Russians at Kapustin Yar. Well, one of those looked very much like this thing in this picture. And, you know, if I were NASA and I was in the business of deny, and lie about UFOs, I would take the ultra-high resolution of this down off the website as well. But there it is, whatever it is an object that is in the air, it's casting a shadow on the ground, and we can see structures on the ground. I don't know what they are, but we can see there's some kind of structures on the ground. And this is just across the waterway from the big black blob. Across the waterway and down the waterway from the big black blob that we were talking about. Well, if that doesn't blow your socks off, you must not be wearing any. because you've seen already here tonight, you have seen a shot of the North Pole of this planet unlike any picture of the North Pole you have seen ever before. NASA so admits it. NASA says so in their press release. And, you know, the thing is, there will be people who I'm sure will say, well, look, that's not the North Pole. That where that depression is not the North Pole. Okay, maybe it's not, but it's sure in the right place. Maybe the North Pole is somewhere else, but that thing is in the right place for that to be the North Pole. Whatever it is, if that depression is not the North Pole depression, and some people would say, well, that's the opening into the inner Earth. Maybe. I don't know that. If it is, then it's either frozen over or somebody has laid white in on top of it with Photoshop or something like that. But the whole area, I mean, it is the Arctic, and the whole area matches the description that Admiral Byrd gave in his diary, which a lot of people say is hoaxed, and some people say it's not hoaxed. If it is hoaxed, how did that person know to describe that? Whoever hoaxed it, how did they know to describe what that looks like up there? Whenever, you know, one of the most unbelievable parts of the story about Admiral Byrd and his diary, one of the most unbelievable parts of it has to do with that he flew over a valley that had trees. He flew over a valley of greenery. And he said apparent tropical valley. And he saw animal life there. Well, we can't see animal life in these pictures, but this matches that description. So if it's a hoax, if that diary is a hoax, how did the person who hoaxed it know about a green valley? Because that part is the part where most people say, come on, a green valley up there in the frozen north? You got to be kidding me. But it's no joke. It's there. A lot of greenery there. And then ice beyond it. Ice to the right of it. Ice to the left and water to the left. But beyond it, more ice. Ice on this side of it. But there it is, kind of right there in the middle. And it's a huge, huge green, I think, forest. That looks like a forest to me. It really does. That looks like a green forest. So if it is a hoaxed thing, if that diary was hoaxed, and maybe it is, how did the person who did the hoax know about that? That's the first time you've seen it. How did the person know about that? So maybe, just maybe, Admiral Byrd did see what's described in that diary. Maybe what's in that diary is pretty factual information. Maybe. But whether it is or isn't, right there in the frozen, very north, extreme, the farthest north you can go on this planet, there's a green valley. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'll open the telephone lines. I'd like to discuss this with you. I want to know what you think about it. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I have shown you this evening some stuff that you've not seen before. And I know you haven't seen it because NASA has never produced a picture like that before. Nobody has. And so, according to their press release, this is a first of its kind. And, you know, and they were so proud that they were releasing this ultra high resolution, and then they took that down. I think you can see why they took it down. You can still get the picture, but it's not ultra high resolution. It's 2048 pixels by 2048 pixels. It was 11,000 by 11,000. Anyway, I'd like to know what you think about what we've seen here tonight. Let's talk about this. Maybe you think I'm nuts. That's okay. You can say so. You won't be the first, but we'll give you a shot at it. You can say so. But you may have other thoughts as well that you would like to express. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you are not in the USA or Canada, if you're outside the USA and Canada, we have an additional option for you. It is called the Flash Message. And just go over to my website, scroll down till you see the picture about tonight's show, and right above it, you'll see a link that says Flash Message. All right, we have a call on hold. Let's go to that call. And the caller decided not to stay on hold. 623-444-5889. When you call, we will put you on hold. And when we do, please stay there if you can. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome.
Hi. One thing I want to say to all the new viewers watching this is this is the stuff that they're missing on the other days when they can't, you know, watch it for free. So I would urge anybody to become a member.
Thank you.
Also, it seems like the part that interests me the most is the Green Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And because you just don't expect it up there. And that gives some credence to, you know, what Admiral Byrd went through.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, like I say, if that diary is a hoax, how did the hoaxer know?
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. And you're good for picking up all the black holes, you know what I mean? You always say that a black hole in the information is like a big spotlight.
Yeah, yeah. You know what really attracted me to this? I mean, it was interesting, it was curious, until I realized they took down the original super ultra high resolution picture. And when they took it down, I wanted to know why. And I have it. One of our listeners downloaded it and sent it to me. And so I have it. And it's quite clear. You know, it's really clear. And, you know, it's, I think that's the reason that, they took it down, because I think they didn't want us to see clearly this object in the air above that waterway.
Mm-hmm. What looks like a UFO, the object that looks like a UFO,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine that would have to be huge.
Well, no, it's not. It's not as big as that big black blob. I'm going to put a picture up where we can back away and see its relative size. We can see in the picture that's up now, there's a red circle up in the middle of the screen, and mm-hmm. in that circle is that big black blob. And we can see a little white dot over here by the red arrow. That little white dot is that, we'll call it a UFO. It's that object that's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So compare its size to the big black blob.
Yeah, I can see now that's 4 or 5 times larger.
Mm-hmm. So now when I zoom in on it, yeah, it looks big in this mm-hmm. picture, but I've zoomed in a whole lot here.
Mm-hmm. It also looks like they show that one picture of a UFO that crashed land and it's into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It almost looks like it could be like that also.
Well, yeah, kind of, except I can tell you, you know, here, what you're seeing, where it looks, the side of it looks like it's crashed into the earth,
mm-hmm.
that's because of pixelation.
Okay.
In the 11,000 by 11,000, the pixelation's not there. However, I will tell you this as well. The 11,000 by 11,000 is so big, it will not load into the program I use to do graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're looking at right here is from the 2048.
Mm-hmm.
And we get this pixelation when we zoom in this much on the 2048.
The big black blob area.
Uh-huh.
That interests me. You see what you call a roadway.
Mm-hmm.
If it's ending at what appears to be a waterway, it almost might be a canal.
Well, it could be. It might be. Are you looking at your screen now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, notice, start at the waterway and move up and to the right, follow it, mm-hmm. and it goes into this cleared area.
Mm-hmm.
And it disappears, but keep following, and you see it reappears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It reappears. Now, I don't think it would disappear if it was a canal. I think,
it just disappeared because the clearing area was a little bit higher.
Well, the clearing area is not higher. But what we're seeing that I'm calling a roadway,
mm-hmm.
what we're seeing is trees have been cleared out left and right to mm-hmm. form that. But when we get to the clearing itself, there's no trees to clear out, so the roadway appearance dies.
On this picture here,
mm-hmm.
Assuming I understand that the North Pole is where that crater was, but assuming that this picture is where you're looking at, that north is up top and south is on the bottom and east, you know, where would Alaska be in relation to that? I'm assuming it would be up towards the northeast.
Well, let me go to a different picture.
Okay.
This is the one that I've oriented it so that this is how it would look to you if you were looking out through the windshield of an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska is over the horizon, upper left.
Upper left.
Mm-hmm.
And then Greenland would be over closer to the west.
Yeah. Oh, further left.
Yeah, I understand.
Alaska would be over the horizon. When I say upper left, I don't mean extreme left. I mean just left of center here.
Okay. Then I was trying to orientate myself too on this. You know what? That big black blob. I have no idea what that is. I thought at first it might be land that was excavated and piled up. But why would they do that?
I don't know. You know, I tried and tried and tried everything I could to bring out detail in this thing, but it's just so dark that I couldn't bring out detail. However, if you'll take a look very closely at what's here on the screen right now, you will see in this lower left end of the big black blob
mm-hmm.
Two arch-shaped darker spots, one on the mm-hmm. left and one on the right.
Yeah, you know, it really appears that way. I don't know if I would see those by myself. I know when you point out these anomalies, then you see them, but I can't really say that I would pick them out myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it and there's probably a lot of stuff in here that I'm not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
On the right side, you see three little dome areas.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I did manipulate this picture to try and bring out detail, I was able to tell that those are not domes; those are boulders.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you know what, Kevin? The genius is being able to just spot the reasons. You know, that first of all, NASA took it down, and then why?
Yeah, and I may not have picked out the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the only thing that I could find in the whole big photo. It was the only thing I could find that would give me something that would say, okay, if I was NASA, maybe I wouldn't want that in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe somebody's going to lose their job, that's for sure.
I doubt it. It's government work. You can't get fired from the government.
Yeah, you got a point right there. Hey, Kevin, also I wanted to point out, last night's show, I think there was some genius in you opening the invitation to, who am I thinking, the leader of Cuba?
Oh, Castro, yeah.
I thought that was a bit of genius.
Well, I hope it works.
I do too, Kevin.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
How about you? 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And I would love to know what you think about all of this. This is a pretty astounding photograph that NASA has turned loose of. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is John from the outer reaches of Hades here in Phoenix.
Okay, John.
Yeah, I just had a thought. You know, we were talking. You know, he touched on maybe the inner Earth and the different colors of what might be clouds or what might be just something whited out. If there is an inner Earth, the weather patterns there would be different than on the outside, and I'm sure you've noticed that clouds, even on the same day from within, you know, eye shot of the valley, mm-hmm. are different colors depending on the moisture content.
Well, I'm not sure I understand your point.
Well, the point I was making would be that the clouds may be coming out of the inner Earth from a drier climate or time of the year, and so they would have less moisture, you know, coming out, and that would be compared with maybe the clouds in the polar regions, which were holding more moisture, being more of a summer climate, even though it's still relatively chilly up there.
Yeah, you know, it can't be very chilly up there, where this Green Valley is. Now, I am aware of the fact that conifer trees will be green even in freezing weather. I understand that. However, what we see is we see a waterway, and that waterway is not frozen over.
And that could be the warm air coming out from the inner Earth. I'm not saying that there is an inner Earth. I'm just pointing out that, you know, there could be vastly different climates mixing right there.
Mm-hmm. There could be. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Well, if you've got high pressure areas moving around, you could actually have a puff, you know, which would make that look like maybe painted on, you know, and then, you know, at the right time of the year, maybe the low pressure areas would suck the air from the surface in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can see, you know, there is a big cloud cover over this area, and it's a big, huge swirl. So,
right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It could
it would
be
interesting
the
to
variation.
See a motion picture of it to see if there is a vortex around that lighter area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, just thoughts.
And these pictures of all this ice, that's about as close as you're ever going to get to it. You know that? Because
well,
you live in Phoenix.
Well, I don't remember seeing a shot like this, so maybe we can, the Chinese will send us some more.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But my point is, you live in Phoenix. You're never going to see ice like this.
No.
It might cool down to 100 degrees tonight after midnight.
Well, yeah, if we're real lucky. Let's see, it's, what is the temperature right now? 102.
102, yeah.
Yeah, 102 out.
Well, it'll probably cool down below 100 by midnight, but by August?
If we're lucky.
Yeah, in August, you'll never see 100. 100 will be a cold wave.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, John, thanks for the call.
You bet.
623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. What do you think about this, folks? Lots of you have been very interested in inner Earth. And I'm like John. I don't know whether there is one or not. But this is a part of the North Pole you've never seen. What do you think about it? Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
You know, just before Leah called in, I said, Kevin is throwing us a curveball. That thing is on Earth.
Well, I didn't throw you a curveball. I said it's one of the planets or one of the moons of the planets.
I know, but everyone thinks beyond Earth.
That's because we are homo terracentric.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, my thought for the reason NASA took that down and resampled it may be that it blows a hole in the climate studies. All climatologists say the North Pole is so cold nothing can grow up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Well, yeah, but even in the resampled or lower sampling, you can see the green.
Yeah, I know, and I spent yesterday up in the mountains just traipsing around. That green is too light to be a pine tree.
Yeah, they are more of a dark green. Deep green.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a flash message here that pertains to what we're talking about. Neville from Australia says, "Hi, Kevin. I just downloaded this picture from here," and he gives the link. And that is the link, by the way, Neville. That's the link where the original picture was, and then where it disappeared. And now he says that he got the 2.1 meg and the 11.2 meg versions, so it's back up. But he says the 11.2 meg version is named the original, yes. And he says, however, upon viewing both of them in Zoom, the larger 11.2 meg picture shows even less detail of this area than the smaller one. At least in the smaller one, I could make out the black blob. This has definitely been fiddled with. I would love to see the original. Awesome show. Cheers, Neville. So now the one they're calling original, the 11,000 by 11,000, is back up. However, according to Neville, it's been fiddled with, and there's less detail.
Could I talk you into sending me a copy of that 11th, the original?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send you my email.
Okay, now if you're using Yahoo or if you're using Gmail or Hotmail or anything like that, this is going to be way too big. They won't accept it.
I have a second account I use for that stuff.
Okay. Send me an email and I'll do that for you. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Rosemary in the UK. She said, I'm watching the show, and I have listened to the show many times, and I can't figure out whether it's a radio show or a TV show. Which is it? I'm confused. Rosemary, it's a talk show. But primary Our primary function is on radio. But it's both. It's both, radio and TV, but primary is radio. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Mike from Kentucky.
Yeah, Mike.
You know, I have a photograph that I got from NASA back in the 60s, about early 60s, black and white, and it's about a 5x5 photograph of the North Pole shot. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's got that black hole in the center of the photograph to block you from seeing what's underneath.
Mm-hmm.
But when you showed that and backed out, I thought, well, it looks about the same. Well, it would, wouldn't it? It's that mine's in black and white and yours in color.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's a good possibility there that we are looking at some kind of a crater-like opening there where it appears that heat comes out, just enough heat comes out to keep the place green and thriving, and the water as well.
Well, I'll tell you something. If you look at the picture that is on the screen right now.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So we see the NASA picture that has the whole globe there.
Yes.
All right. And you see the tip of the yellow arrow is pointing at that North Pole crater.
Yes, I do.
Look straight down and you see a dark spot kind of... it's wider at one end on the left end and narrow on the right end, kind of triangular. You see that dark spot?
I do.
That is a liquid water lake.
Okay. Well, we know that there is a liquid water lake up there based on research from the Russians and others mm-hmm. over the past year or so. Lake Vostok is the one.
No, Vostok is on the South Pole.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You're right. It's South Pole.
And Vostok is under 2 miles of ice. This is a liquid water lake setting right out on the surface.
Exactly. And I have seen Admiral Byrd's diaries, you know, and the things that he claimed that he saw when he went up there. So I can't prove anything. I'm like you, but it sure makes a good story.
Yeah, and, you know, I think at this point, those who maintain that the diary of Admiral Byrd is a hoax, and it may be, but now they're going to need to explain how did the writer, the hoaxer, know about this Valley of Green?
Yeah.
Because exactly. It's there, and it's huge.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing, too, is that... They're doing this with this what they did with the Roswell, because they tried to claim that the Roswell crash, that the weather was nothing but a weather balloon that they used to monitor Russian nuclear weapon testing.
Mm-hmm.
But the Russians didn't test their nuclear weapons till 1949, not 1947, and their first one up in that area of Russia, where today they have their spaceport and all of that.
Mike, we got a break taking over. I'll get to you when we come back from the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back right after this.
But nothing's hotter than the Kevin Smith Show.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about this amazing photograph that NASA has released and kind of fiddled with and re-released and this shows some amazing things about the North Pole of Earth. And on the telephone with me is Mike from Kentucky. Mike, I had to cut you off because the break was taking over, so the floor is yours.
Okay, yeah, I think I was saying that prior to the break that they're doing with this what they did with the Roswell crash, and that they tried to say that that was nothing but a weather balloon, which they used to monitor nuclear or Soviet nuclear tests, when in fact the first nuclear test was conducted in 1949, not 1947, up in where their spaceport area of Soviet Union is now, or Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was an implosion rather than an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was 52, I think, before they really started developing their hydrogen bombs. So if people were be more diligent in doing their research, they could discover a lot of these lies that are being fed. And I'm sure you're going to get a lot of research coming back to you on this as well.
Well, it's fine, and you know that's the purpose of putting the information out.
Exactly.
You know, and you know what we're looking at here is first blush. So there'll be some research. There will be people that line up over on the debunker side, the naysayer side. There'll be people that line up over on the side of you know what I've talked about here tonight. That's the way it happens, and that's good. That's what this show's about.
Right, and as a result of shows like yours, there's going to be more people doing research than ever in the history of this country.
You think?
I think so, because you're getting into topics which are not your everyday run-of-the-mill topics, and so people are going to expand their consciousness. They're going to have to go somewhere besides their own head to get the answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so. I hope it causes people to think and causes people to do some research. And, you know, one thing they can't do, they, no matter what they try to do, they can't come up with that's not Earth.
Right.
Because that is Earth. And they can't come up with that's not the North Pole region because it is the North Pole region. We can see in the NASA photograph the Arabian Peninsula right at the bottom of the globe.
Yes, we can.
So up from there is north, and that is the North Polar region, and NASA's press release says this is the North Pole region.
Before I go, I want to make a comment here. Last night I had to listen to your show because on neither Firefox nor Explorer, on either of my two computers here, could I get the video part of your show. I don't understand that. But today I went in and went to the last night show and bang, there you were.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, you have to realize there's a whole lot of monkeying around going on with the Internet as the United States is moving into cyber spying and control of the Internet.
Well, that I do realize, but I thought it kind of strange that they singled me out, and I know that that's not a correct statement.
They didn't single you out. There were some other people that could not get the video last night, and but a lot of people did. I mean, we had a lot of viewers, and but some people in some parts of the world were not able to get the video, and that I think comes from the cyber monkeys.
Yeah, I got a 404 error code that says site does not exist.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right. By the way, I had met your guest last night previously in 1990 down in Pensacola, Florida at MUFON convention when he first introduced his case from Argentina about the disc flying over and the F-14s flying along, you know, in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to interfere with the show last night. I thought it was important that other people call in on that.
Well, when you do that, you run the risk of me turning off the telephone.
You didn't turn it off last night.
I came very close.
Well, there were quite a few calls that I heard.
Yeah, four. Yeah, we had four calls last night.
Wow, I thought there was more than that.
Mm-mm.
I guess that's what happens when you listen to the radio instead of watching the TV.
Yeah, but I came very close to turning it off. You know, I see no reason to leave the phones on if people aren't calling.
Yeah. Had I known that, I would have called in and maybe spoken to him.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. What about you? 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin.
First name?
Terry from Ohio.
Terry from Ohio. Okay. What's on your mind, Terry?
You know, what you're showing there, you know, and the, which would be, what, the South Pole?
Nope, that's the North Pole.
North Pole? Yeah.
That's the North Pole.
Okay. We know that it's much warmer than the North Pole, and then also, during the Cold War between America and Russia, it was more explored than probably one of the most places on Earth, with submarines and et cetera. And if they wanted to hide a base, you know, that mountain type area would be perfect for something like that. So there's nothing there that I see, you know, and Admiral Byrd was basically supposed to be completely on the other side of the planet at the time that he seen that.
No, his diary says he was in the Arctic and he was flying over the North Pole.
I understood that he was supposed to be on an expedition at the South Pole.
There is that rumor, but I've seen no documentation of it. The only documentation of that period of time that I have seen is this diary, which some people say is a hoax. But it says he was in the Arctic, he was flying over the North Pole, and had this experience happen to him. A lot of people have tried to take that description and say it really was at the South Pole. But the diary says it was at the North Pole, and the description matches what we're looking at.
Yeah. You know, and like I said, you know, that kind of information could have come about, you know, very easily, you know, with their expeditions. But I was wondering, you had a guest on that was going to explore the North Pole?
Dr. Brooks Agnew. They are going to attempt to find the North Polar entrance to the inner Earth if it exists.
Is that underway, or have you heard
anything
else on that?
It is scheduled. I forget when he said it will happen, but it has been scheduled. The money has been secured, and it's on.
Yeah. And, you know, like I say, that somebody that has access to the Middle Earth, which, you know, I don't really believe exists, why would they put anything on top of the Earth for any detection when they have total access to the inner Earth? And, you know, that would just be
I don't know.
Right.
Why would we put anything on the moon?
And plus, you know, if they were so upset, you know, that they told Admiral Byrd, you know, about our nuclear weapons, we increased that, by megafolds after that. And if they were so upset about it, you know, I think that they would express that even further than just Admiral Byrd.
Perhaps they have.
Perhaps.
We don't know. You know, this thing with the diary, there has been a lot of stuff done to discredit the diary, which is a little suspicious.
You know, and I just think if it was so real that somebody, you know, would have you know, retract it, and done it, been there before, or again.
I have no idea what you mean, but let me throw this out. If it's a hoax theory,
and enter the inner earth, or et cetera.
If it's a hoax, how did the hoaxer, because that diary's been around for a long time, how did the hoaxer know about this Green Valley?
Well, like I said, it was being explored and stuff, so, you know, it's easily to be seen or found. You know, he's been over it several times.
Who's been over it several times?
Avenelbird, and that...
Well, that's the point. Admiral Byrd said he did go over it, and Admiral Byrd is who they say wrote this diary. But if it's a hoax, how did the hoaxer know?
Well, like I said, it's probably one of the most explored areas prior and at that time.
Well, now you're saying that, but you don't have any documentation that anybody's ever been there.
Oh yeah, there was a big expedition that went there.
Was this?
Basically, it was turned away.
You know what I think? I think you are thinking of Operation High Jump.
Yeah.
That's at the South Pole. This is the North Pole.
Okay. That could be.
So we have no documentation ever of any expeditions ever going to this area.
Uh-huh.
But Operation High Jump is on the other end of the earth. It's down at the bottom.
So that's where the Germans supposedly went? I mean, that was...
That's what the rumor is, yeah. That's what the rumor is.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
All right, thanks for the call. 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889. And we have a flash message here. This is from Neville again in Australia. He says he opened up the 11.2 meg picture and downloaded it again from that website, but got the same poor viewing results with low definition. What I did next was to center this particular area on my screen from the website and take a print screen grab. I then saved it to my Paint program. I can now zoom in and see all the details you describe on the show as clearly as you describe. Very interesting, Kevin. Cheers, Neville. Thank you, Neville. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have to step away for a break. We will still have just a few minutes left when we come back from this break. So get your fingers ready to do the dialing, and we'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are on final approach. That means we only have a few minutes left in tonight's show. So if you're going to call, you got to do it. We have a caller on hold. Caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Kathy in Las Vegas.
Hello, Kathy in Las Vegas.
I'll make it quick because I know we're running out of time. I remember a couple months ago hearing about the Russians and the United States and the Canadians all having a discussion on who would get control of the mineral rights under the North Pole. And now that I see green trees and water, I'm thinking not only could that be one of the reasons, but it's looking a lot better than where I'm living now. I want to move.
It's a nice looking place, actually, from space. I don't know what the conditions are really like on the ground, but it looks like a huge park is what it looks like.
But the Russians and the Chinese and all the people trying to fight for control over this area, it just seems like that is a very good reason why, you know, they're trying to do that.
Yeah, the Russians, sent a submarine into an area that's all been iced over, and as the ice is melting, they can get up in there a lot easier. And this submarine dropped some Russian flags and staked out some territory up very far to the north. However, whenever they get to this area, they're getting to solid land. And when they get to this area, their submarine... they can't get up in here with a submarine. This is solid land where the greenery is. So there is access. You know, I showed the little inlet of water.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is access up into this area. But I don't think, I mean, they could get there with a boat, but I don't think their submarines would be able, if they surfaced, maybe they could go up channel here. I don't know.
Do you think that if there are people up there and they're trying to manipulate the magnetic North Pole in order to steer all the airplanes and things away from this area?
I don't think so.
Because the magnetic north is shifting.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
The questions I have about the universe that I didn't have before listening to your show tonight. Yet again, more questions.
Well, see, I don't know still what I think about inner Earth. Maybe it's for real. I don't know if it's for real. But what we have heard about there being a valley of green trees... and he described it as apparently tropical conditions. Well, I'm looking at it. So, you know, it's there.
We need more information.
Yeah, a lot more information. But apparently the thing with the NASA picture, I mean, that's very curious. The picture came down and then... apparently it's back up now, but apparently it's been fooled with some. But you know, it is
a government job somehow, I guess.
Yeah, very mysterious. Very mysterious. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the topic. Have a great evening.
All right. Bye bye.
Good night. Bye.
All right. We have time for one more call. If you call right now, 623-444-5889. Very, very fascinating picture that NASA has given us. And, you know, I know I'm very critical of NASA sometimes, but I also praise them when they do something cool. And this is cool. And NASA should be applauded for this. In fact, I'll do that. There you go. That's just for you, NASA. I want to applaud you for giving us this picture. It's a great, great, great thing. Real curious thing about how the big original picture disappeared from the website and then it was back. So I don't know about that. But, you know, that, folks, that is what got my attention. That's what made me say, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? Let's take a look and see what we can see. And what we can see is pretty astounding. It is a view of the North Pole that we have never seen. We've seen pictures with pieces of the North Pole, but this is a picture that of the North Pole that we have never seen. And like I said, you know, the description that's in that diary that's attributed to Admiral Byrd says that he flew over a valley with green trees and apparently tropical conditions. And who knew? Who knew that this was at the top end of the planet? I think the vision in our minds that all of us have of the top end of our planet is that it's all ice covered. Well, now we know that's not the case. Now we know that there is an area there that has greenery, and to me it looks like trees, but I can't say for sure. It looks like a forest to me. Some of you are pilots, and you're accustomed to seeing things from the air. And so as you view this from the air, does that look like a forest to you? It looks like a forest to me. And there are some places that appear to have been cleared out, especially around the big black blob. I don't know what that blob is. But we can see that, I mean, you know, if you look at the zoom of this thing, the area that's cleared, for instance, just to the top of the far side of this black blob, it's cleared in a straight line. And so it looks like trees have been cut back from it. And we can see the end of that roadway coming out of, you know, the roadway disappears when we hit the clearing area, but then it reappears right up next to the black blob. Well, we can see that. And so it's a curious thing. It's just curious altogether. The thing that's most curious to me is that we have all this greenery on the top end of the planet. It is also curious that there appears to be some kind of object flying above this channel or this inlet. It looks like the normal classic descriptions of a flying saucer. It's right there in the picture. That's curious as well. Who's there? Who's flying that? What's all that stuff up there about? Well, you see, I tell you all the time, you don't have to leave this planet to find the mysteries. There are mysteries all over this planet. We think we know this planet, but you see tonight from this NASA photograph things about this planet that you didn't know, that I didn't know, none of us knew. One more thing. People say, well, if Bigfoot really exists, why don't people see them more often? Listen, there are great, vast, huge areas of this planet where no human foot, so far as we know, has ever stepped. You just saw some of that tonight. All right, that's going to do it for this evening. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope if you're not a member that you'll take the opportunity now to join, because you're missing stuff like this all the time. If you join, it's $7.50. That comes out to 25 cents a day. But then you get to watch the show every night, and you get access to the archives. You get your own blog, you get your own photo album, lots of stuff. So join. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want, just keep coming back again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.